Hello, my pet. I want you to sit down somewhere that is soft and comfortable. You can lie down if you want, but this experience will work better if you're seated in a soft, comfortable chair. Or you can put some pillows behind your back and sit upright in your bed. Get naked for me, and maybe put a towel underneath you. Pause this audio. I'll wait right here for you to be ready. When you are seated and comfortable, I want you to put your hands on the armrests. Relax your shoulders and let them take the weight off of your arms. Lean your head back and take in a nice, deep breath. Feel your shoulders slowly begin to sink downward, lightly stretching your neck along with it. Take another deep breath. Feel your shoulders and chest begin to rise. Hold it for a bit. And let any tension that you may keep there release as you exhale. Let your forearms sink slowly into the armrest. Feel them become heavy. Let your hands open up. Relax your wrists and elbows. And allow them to fall into a natural, relaxed position. Make sure your jaw is not clenched. Relax the muscles in your face and in your brow. Lay your head back and let it rest in a position that is comfortable for you. Breathe in again and feel as your lower back sinks slowly, deeply into that soft chair, taking all your weight and allowing those muscles to unwind and relax. You may feel a slight tingly sensation as the weight is transferred from the muscles to the chair. You should just let that delicate tingle move up and down your body. And listen to me. Focus on me. Fixate on my voice. And take another deep breath. Hold it for a bit. And as you exhale, feel your lower body begin to slowly ease into the chair. Your thighs becoming soft like jelly. Your knees beginning to spread themselves gently apart as your legs relax and fall into a natural, comfortable position, slowly opening up. Feel yourself sinking for me, sinking slowly down. My voice, as it flows through your mind, fills you up, delicate and warm, and the more you listen, the more you focus, the better your body begins to feel, allowing me to slip inside, to push out all other thoughts and to replace the outside world. Your mind is filling with the delicate feeling of my voice. It connects your mind and body, so that one responds to the other. Anything I mention about your body, you feel so intensely in your mind. Anything I say about your mind immediately flows down, and your body reacts. Open yourself up to me, Pat. Be a good boy and let any hesitation, any resistance just flow away and replace it with a deep and intense focus. Let my words roll across those submissive buttons in your brain. Let me pull you slowly in, slowly down, deeper and deeper. Your body feels so heavy. Your mind feels so empty as you sit here, sinking down into that soft chair. Let yourself go limp and relaxed. Just fixate on the feeling of me inside your ear, inside your mind, inside your body. Focus. Drop. Deeper. Focus. Focus on me. Fixate on my voice. I want you to let the outside world dissolve completely. You are not where you think. You are not where you remember. You are not anywhere, and you are nowhere. Let my voice pull you away. Let me pull you into a fantasy. Come with me. Follow my lead. Follow my suggestions. follow my rhythm. Let the pictures I paint become real. Sink. Go limp. Focus. Picture yourself waking up somewhere unfamiliar. Somewhere warm. A dim green light paints the room in soft, deep color. The walls are covered in all kinds of racks and hooks. And while you can't quite make it out, in the faint light, it looks like tools. Tools that might be used for certain kinds of torture. For spanking. For tying someone up. For strapping them down. I don't want you to be confused, so I'll explain it simply. You are in my dungeon, in my domain. I want you to picture the chair you are sitting on. It is black, shiny, firm but soft leather, sturdy and professional. You are looking around, but you feel completely unable to move, not wanting to move. The warmth of the room is so comfortable and tingly. The green light overhead, leaving almost everything else in shadows. The only thing you can see is a faint silhouette and outlines that shift and change in front of your eyes. From the direction you can't quite make out, you hear the faint sound of a door opening and closing. Light footsteps begin to descend, coming down, coming closer, and gentle clicking, slow tapping of long heels, announcing my appearance. And with every click, you feel yourself falling deeper and deeper, your mind slipping away deeper and deeper. My presence in your mind growing bigger and bigger. The anticipation beginning to grow and grow as I come closer and closer. Feel me approaching you from behind and stopping right here, right behind you. My presence and the faint smell of lavender, making your body tense up, making your heart thud and thud, your mind spiraling and spinning. You feel so dizzy, so worked up. It's okay. Just breathe for me. I know you're not used to this kind of thing. I bet it feels really intense for you, doesn't it? A woman being near you like this, especially a woman like me. Let the intensity and the nervousness flow through you. It is part of what I want you to experience. I want your little heart to be running away from you. I want you to shudder and shiver at the sound of my voice, at the feeling of my hand as it runs over your right shoulder. My hand softly rubbing you gently, squeezing. My warm hand running up the side of your neck, slowly towards your ear. Feel the same on the other side. My hand running up, and my soft fingers on your ears, rubbing, massaging, cupping. Your mind slowly melting from the sensation, melting in my hands. Your body growing limp and relaxed. Just keep breathing for me. Breathe deeply and let yourself enjoy the sensations traveling through your body. Every tingle, every shudder, every soft sound I am making in your ear. Feel my hands move down from your ears, slowly down your front. My warm palm running over your collarbone, down over your chest, to your belly, then back up. Grabbing you firmly, gently, grabbing your chest and just squeezing like I'm eager, like I'm hungry. I bet it's really difficult for an inexperienced boy like you be touched all over like this. You get that little nervous look in your eyes, and it's just so fucking cute. When I rub these soft hands all over your body, squeezing and massaging, kneading your muscles and making them soft and hot. So relaxing. Feeling my fingers gently dig into you, pressing those tense muscles. There is no need for you to think. I know what good boys like you need. You need to be tied down and used like the good little puppy you are, so I can take advantage of you the way I want to. I love to play with pathetic toys like you. Someone who doesn't argue with me. Someone who doesn't try to question or put limitations on me. A toy who isn't set in their ways. Who doesn't know what they want or don't want. Someone who will just sit there, nice and limp and relaxed, and let me do whatever I want. You want to be a giver, don't you, slut? You don't like thinking about yourself. Self-centered thinking is not something you're comfortable with. Giving comes naturally to you. Surrender comes naturally to you. Embrace that feeling. Picture a light tingling around your ankles, as if something soft and delicate is beginning to snare around them. And as I keep rubbing and touching your upper body, it begins to wind and coil around your legs. These are my magic ropes. They are dark green, soft, and without me needing to do anything, they are able to start tying you up. They move at my will. And if I want them to wrap around and around and around your ankles and lock them firmly in place against the legs of the chair, then they will. Feel them tighten and tighten as these ropes in your mind begin to snare themselves around you. Feel the delicate friction of the ropes, your feet slowly becoming entangled, growing and tightening around your ankles. That delicate tension sending tingles all up and down your legs. The blood rushing around your body as your mind focuses completely on that sensation. The sensation of becoming slowly tied down, bound. Bound by me. Bound by my voice. You can try to move your legs if you really want, but you're simply unable to. The magic knots they tie can only be released if and when I want to. And when they're done with your feet, They slowly snake upwards and begin to wrap around your wrists like vines, fastening them to the armrests, restraining you. You try to move your hands, but you are helpless to do anything. And you are squirming around all tied up while I rub my hands all over your naked body. And the tension you feel in your arms and feet sends tingles deep into your core. Down, down, down to your cock. Let all these new and unfamiliar sensations wash over you. Allow yourself to be submissive, responsive. Feel your mind slowly begin to give way. Slowly. Slowly. Begin to sink. My voice pulling you down. 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 Your thoughts and my voice dancing together as those ropes twine and snake their way around your wrists, dark and soft. They move to the rhythm and cadence of my voice, wrapping around you, the way my voice wraps around your submissive mind. Imagine yourself just sitting there, your hands and arms so tightly bound. Your naked body is helpless, trembling. Your hard cock sticking up from between your legs, twitching and pumping, leaking, dripping pre-cum down your shaft that trickles down slowly between your legs. And as you listen and fixate on my voice, you can feel more and more pre-cum beginning to leak from you, so that you're sitting in a sticky, warm puddle of your own helpless submission. Your balls are so tight and squished between your legs, so full, so warm, so tight, so uncomfortably tight, so uncomfortably full, longing to be played with, desperate for release, so needy and helpless, as you're forced to just sit there on display for me, like a toy ready to be used whenever I see fit. You are nothing but a helpless human dildo. Feel my warm hand cup your balls. My fingers lightly tickling and scratching the sensitive, tight skin. Can you feel how my control rushes through you when I hold you in my hands like this? All of your pleasure and desire surrendered to my control. Your mind melting as I squeeze, pull, tug. Your whole body giving into the sensation of my hand between your legs, coaxing more and more cum into them as they grow so unbearably tight. More and more blood begins to pump into your cock, and with every pump, you feel that pre-cum continuing to leak out of you. You're so excruciatingly horny, and there's just no more room for all that sticky cum. It's overflowing, leaking, and dripping, and pouring out of you, so that your crotch is becoming completely soaked, all from how needy and desperate you are. I want you to thrust for me, slut. Fuck my hand. You heard me. Fuck my hand. Slide that cock back and forth in my palm. Hump my fucking hand like a good little boy. I know it's hard to move. With you being tied up and all that. But don't let that stop you. When I give you an opportunity to inch towards pleasure, you should take it. Accept it eagerly and gratefully. I want you to thrust up and down like the helpless little slut you are. Good boy. My hand, so very, very light around your cock, almost not holding you at all. But you are so sensitive and needy that you can't help but moan and tremble with every shallow thrust. All that yummy pre-cum leaking out and all over my hand. I never gave you permission to make a filthy fucking mess in my hand, did I? Just because you can't help yourself doesn't mean you get to do whatever you want. Here, slut. Clean it up. Open your mouth. Feel my fingers slipping between your lips, covered in that sweet, sticky pre-cum. Don't be shy now, cutie. You make a mess, you clean it up. Lick all this tasty fucking pre-cum off my fingers, or I'll have to punish you. Use your tongue to lick all of it off my fingers. Such a good little boy. I don't want you to make a mess of me. So I'm just going to put on these gloves. Can you see them? Black latex. Can you hear the soft rubber as I pull them on? Have you wondered what the purpose of this chair is? And why I have you tied to it? This is my milking chair. And you are tied to it so that you are not going to be moving anywhere while I extract every last drop of cum from those needy balls of yours. Every fucking drop. It might all feel a bit clinical with the chair and these gloves and those restraints. Like I'm treating you like some kind of object. That is how I want you to feel. I want you to feel like you're being used only for the purpose of satisfying me. Because you are. The only reason you are in this chair is so that I can get pleasure from watching you fucking squirm. Watching you ache. Watching you shudder and strain without any chance of escaping, completely helpless to stop me from doing whatever the fuck I want. No escape until I decide that I'm done with you, until I've had enough and I don't want to play with you anymore, until I've taught you what it means to give. What it means to surrender completely and give up control to me. Watch me step around in front of you. Look at me, Pat. The light above casting me in deep contrasts, making me glow. Coloring me in this deep emerald green. My lingerie shines green. My hair shines green. My eyes are glowing green as they look into yours, making you spiral and spin. Spin. And spiral, falling deeper into my control. We are both swimming in this color, which you cannot help but associate with me, with Mistress Sleepy, with your mistress. Picture me. Dressed head to toe in lace. Pretty green lace. High heels. Imagine me the way you've always imagined me. So perfect. So pretty. Curvy and soft. Watch me kneel down on the ground in front of you. My knees together. Your cock twitching. I gather my hair into my hands. And slowly pull a hair tie from my wrist. I efficiently and perfectly tie my hair back into a ponytail. see me looking up at you. My hands begin to move up your legs and across your thighs. Your cock begins to pump and leak even more as my fingers tickle your sensitive skin. My hands moving up slowly across your inner thigh. My warm hand starts to cup those needy balls of yours. Feel that sensation of latex against your skin. So slippery. So soft. Your balls growing so tight in my palm as I massage them. Squeeze them. And my other hand moves up to wrap slowly around your shaft. Wrapping that warm rubber around your needy fucking cock. All that pre-cum dripping down all over my hand as I begin to stroke you. My hands moving together in perfect rhythm. Pumping and squeezing, tugging and jerking, stroking and rubbing. This is such an overwhelming sensation to feel. Your crotch being completely worked by my hands. Every inch being stimulated. You are so needy and beginning to strain against those ropes, but you're just so helpless. If I want to, I can just grip you even tighter, like this, stroke you even faster and faster. And with every stroke, I'm just pulling more and more blood from your brain as it moves down to your dick, aching and pulsing in my hand. My slippery palm running up and making little circles over your head. My fingers on your balls, just pulling and squeezing, pulling and squeezing, pulling and squeezing, filling them with so much cum, such a slutty fucking cock. So needy, desperate to be milked. Would you like if I milked you with my mouth? Oh, I bet that's one of your biggest fantasies, isn't it, Pat? Being inside my mouth? Having my warm, slippery tongue running circles around your tip, pushing into the back of my throat, my lips sucking and sucking and sucking until you're able to hold back anymore. Doesn't that sound like so much fun, my pet? I should put you in my fucking mouth just for the fun of watching you squirm. Have you ever experienced this before? A woman's mouth. Your swollen head between soft red lips. a warm, wet tongue running up and down your shaft. Like this. Up and down. Flat on your cock. My spit dripping down in tiny droplets from the tip of my tongue. Making your dick all wet and slippery. The feeling of latex on your balls as I lick you. The tip of my tongue swirling around your head as I move up and lapping at your balls when I go down. Lapping. Lapping. Coaxing more and more cum into them. Feel me suck them into my mouth. Popping. So intense. So tingly. So full of cum. My tongue runs back up your shaft. And I gently wrap my lips over the head of your cock. And I suck. My tongue dipping into the slit. Licking up all that leaking pre-cum. My head begins to bob. Slowly. Up. Down. Deeper. Up, down, deeper, until your cock is swallowed up by my wet mouth. So soft, so warm. Fuck, look at you, straining so much, so desperate to come. So needy. You are a filthy fucking boy, aren't you? You want to empty those balls into my mouth, don't you? Yeah. You'd like to make me swallow all that dirty boy cum, like I'm some kind of slut. Let's not get confused. You're the slut here. You're the one straining and aching to come all over my pretty lips. But I want to milk you properly. I don't want you wasting your cum in my mouth. I have a better place for you to come. See me slip out of your mouth and stand up. I turn around, allowing you to see my firm, plump ass, so tight and bouncy in this lingerie. Watch me lean forward. And slowly slip these panties down. So sticky as I peel them off my lips. Wet. Dripping. My perfect pussy right here in front of your face. Rosy and pink and perfect. Perfect for your cock. This is where I want you to come. Right here. Between my pretty pink lips. Deep inside my pussy. See me spin around and walk towards you. I lean over you. and slowly lift one leg under the chair, grabbing your shoulders and holding myself up. You feel my weight over you, then my other leg, until I'm sitting on top of you, squatting, your aching cock so hard and pointing right at my opening, just out of reach. Go on, slut. Thrust for me. See if you can reach my pussy. Aw, am I just out of reach? Maybe I should just sink down. Slowly. Deeper. Until that wet head begins to push against me. My pussy just kissing you. So soft and wet. Your cock starts to spread me apart, opening me up as I sink down. My lips swallowing your head, sinking deeper, pushing into me. As I sink this tight pussy down onto you, down, all the way down. You're such a good boy straining for me. Your needy cock just pulsing and twitching and leaking inside my soft pussy, filling me with pre-cum. Such a dirty fucking boy. I grab the back of the chair and slowly begin to raise myself up before sinking back down again. Up and down, starting so slowly, coating your cock in my slick juices, lubing you up, turning you into such a slippery little dildo, a dildo for me to bounce on, just a fuck toy, a dirty little pathetic fuck toy. Thrust back into me, slut. Fuck me back as I start to move faster. Faster. My back and ass arching as I move my hands from the back of the chair to your head, grabbing a fistful of your hair as I move faster. Faster. My perfect tits begin to bounce up and down right in front of your face, my pussy clenching and stroking you up and down as I slam myself down onto you again and again and again, slamming, bouncing, bouncing, again and again. My tight pussy just milking your cock. The sensation of pleasure is just so overwhelming as my hands pull and tug at your hair while I stroke you up and down with my pussy. Your whole body grows limp, overstimulated, losing yourself completely in the sensation of being my dildo, being my submissive little toy, being milked and used for my pleasure. Beg for me, please, Mistress Sleepy. I want to hear you beg. You can squirm and moan all you want. You'll just have to fucking take it. Take it, slut. Take my fucking pussy. Let yourself be milked and used like a fucking toy you are. It gives me pleasure to use you like this. So learn to love it. Learn to adore worshipping and servicing me. Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, such a good boy. Oh, yes. Good fucking boy. I want your fucking cum. And I want you to fucking beg for it. I don't care if it's embarrassing. I want you to beg to be used. I want you to beg for the privilege of giving me pleasure. Do you want to come? Do you? Yeah? Oh, you do? You want to fill your mistress up with all that filthy fucking cum? Fuck. I want it. I want every fucking drop. I want you to give it to me. Give it to me. Beg for it. Beg me. Fucking beg me. Be a good slave and fucking beg me as I bounce on your cock. Please, Mrs. Sleepy, let me come. I need to come. I can't hold back. Please, I need you, Mistress Sleepy. Please, Mistress Sleepy. I want to hear you beg for it. Say it. Oh, yes. Oh, I love using you as you beg for it. Such a pathetic little toy. Listen to you moan and beg as I use you. And as I keep bouncing and slamming down onto you, you feel your cock tensing, your balls growing so tight. Your whole body starts to tremble, the ropes creaking as you strain and pull against them. Your spine starts to shudder. Such a good toy. Come for me. I want it all inside me. Every fucking drop. Beg for it. Oh, yes. Yes. Come for me, my pet. Oh, yes. Come for me. Let yourself go. Give up all control. Come. Beg for it. Come and beg. Oh, yes. Such a good pet. Your body twitches and releases all that tension freely into me. Good boy. Such a good boy. Such a good, pathetic boy for me. Give it to me. Give everything to me. Fill me up. Empty yourself inside me. Every drop squirting out inside my pussy. Every fucking drop is being milked out of you. Good boy. Don't fight it. Let that tension release completely from your body. Let it all out. Feel me slow down. Still stroking you slowly. Milking all those last drops out of you. My hands releasing the grip on your hair. But still rubbing and playing with you gently. My knees collapsing and falling down at your sides. The ropes that have been so tight around your hands and feet slowly relax before they carefully begin to move away, slipping back around your wrists, unwinding and dropping away, freeing you, with me still on top of you. You stretch gently, letting sensation back into your limbs. You feel so comfortable and relaxed. Your heartbeat begins to slow down. You slowly move away from this floating feeling until you can feel your body returning to the chair. The softness beneath you, the support behind your back, the headrest supporting you. Your body begins to awaken. The green light overhead shuts off, and suddenly, we are in complete darkness. But as you slowly begin to open your eyes again, the light of the real world returns to you. I am still here inside your mind, but you are back where you were, in your own room, and you feel my control still over you, like a warm blanket. When we are done here, I want you to stand up and stretch your body. Bask in the warm glow that you are feeling inside you right now. Carry it with you as you go on with your day. Let my control stay with you. And be happy that you had this time with me. And if you want to, if you need to, come back anytime, cutie, and we can play again.